Well, good morning, boys and girls. Afternoon, evening, dead of night, whatever it happens to be whenever you're listening to this, somewhere around the world, somewhere in some place. Well, Fish and Frank here. All right. Well, you know, I've been thinking about going out fishing right now has been a little tough. I mean, it hasn't been like you can just run out and you're going to find a lot of fish. And what I've been running up against is I'm going out and finding that the places where I've been catching a lot of fish over the last few years just aren't working. And so I started thinking, well, why should I be going where I think they are when they ain't? So why not go where I don't think there's fish? So I've been literally changing the way I think. I'm going out, figuring out, okay, the fish should be here, and this is the spot where they should be at. And I'm thinking, where's the least likely spot where there would be fish? Oh, over there. So I've been going over there. And it's actually been working out. Now, I can't say they've been all the best fish in the world, but they have been fish. And I don't know why it does, but one of the reasons I'm going to these other spots is because I fished them for several years and they did really good, and then they just went cold and there was no fish there. And so I moved on to other spots and found better spots, and things tend to cycle up. You know, you're sitting there and you're thinking, okay, these are the good places, but years ago these other ones were the good places. So that's what I've been doing, changing it up, changing the way I think, trying to figure out, how do I get the fish? And it's not just the fish. When the fish change, you got to change the way you think. So I'm going back to these older spots, thinking of it. And one of the best advice I can give you for going anywhere in the world and any place, if you've got some good spots, just kind of be randomly going along and say, okay, left turn Clyde, go right over there and stop and fish. And for no particular reason, then maybe you haven't stopped there in years, maybe you've never stopped and fished that spot, and give it 20 minutes, you know, set up. Usually figure it's about 15 minutes once I get the boat in place until the fish maybe would want to bite, even, you know, start to bite again. So I'm going to give it that 15 minutes, and I'm going to throw on 10 or 15 minutes. So 20, 30 minutes in the spot will tell you if there's fish there or not. And because rather than sitting there, okay, well, it's an incoming tide, I'm going to wait till the tide goes out, I'll just come back when the tide's in a different way. Now, the other thing I've been thinking a lot about doing is not only changing that, but I've been working on changing the color of my hooks. Eagle Claw has a bunch of different colored hooks. VMC's got some hooks. Owner, all these companies, Mustad, they've all got different colored hooks. But Eagle Claw's got a group out with some chartreuse, white, purple, pink. Owner's got a nice red hook. VMC, I'm using the black. I'm using a silver in the Mustad, bronze in the Mustad, because Mustad still has some of those older materials, you know, the bright, shiny silver and the old bronze. So literally that's given me silver, bronze, which is a brown, purple, white, red, black, chartreuse, and pink. Now, I don't really know that you need to buy them all, but I would definitely have at least a couple of colors. Oh, and let's not forget gold. I don't know why I forgot gold and all that, because gold is my favorite sheephead color. For some reason, I find sheephead bite better on the gold. Now, with sea trout, I use a Mustad 37-140, either a number 2, a 1, or a 1-0 underneath the popping cork with a shrimp on it. It is the best hook in the world for underneath a bobber. Never seen anything do as well. And like a J-hook, you set the hook, but like a circle hook, it always hooks in the corner of the mouth. And it hooks 10 times better than a normal circle hook. But when I use the brown, I seem to catch a bigger trout with it than when I use the silver version of it. The old bronze, now, the good thing about it, they're $1.69 a bag. So if they get a little rusty or whatever, I'm not losing a lot of money. I'm not paying $6 a bag for them. But that brown color really seems to do better with the trout. The silver color, I still catch trout with it, but I don't do as well. And that's what got me thinking the other day. I went out and I was using the VMC octopus hook, probably my go-to hook. I use that most of the time. And I wasn't really doing anything. We weren't catching much. I switched over to the Eagle Claw in the chartreuse, a number one, and it's an octopus hook. It's very, very similar to what the VMC is, except it's got a green chartreuse coating on it. And then at the point of the hook, there's no coating. Now, I started catching mangrove snappers 10 and a half, 11 inches long. Well, they're not big fish, but they are legal fish anyway. I had been, you know, messing with a bunch of little 6 and 8 inch, you know, snappers, very short, little tiny fish. And I switched to that chartreuse hook, and all of a sudden, I was seeing better quality fish. I was getting good numbers. And that was out in front of Pirate Harbor. Now, the reason that's kind of important is because of the watercolor there. It was clear. I could see the bottom in 2-3 feet really well. I mean, there was no problem looking down 2-3 feet of water. By the time you got into 4 feet, I really couldn't see the bottom anymore. It was pretty hazy. But it was that tinted color water. And you find that in freshwater. You find it in the saltwater back bays where you get that light brown in the water. It's stained but not muddy. It's brown but not too brown. I don't know how you say that, but excuse me. Anyway, I got a frog in my throat here. All right. So anyway, I'm sitting there looking at the color water and thinking, well, if I was using a jig here, I think chartreuse would be a really good color. So it's that chartreuse color that kind of, you know, thinking about what jig I would throw, I said, heck, I got a chartreuse hook. So I started putting the shrimp on the chartreuse hook, started doing better and catching the fish. Now, when I changed location, we went up to Mangrove Point, and the water was much darker. It was way browner. We're in 2 feet of water, cannot see the bottom. And I switched back to, I was using the green hook. I put on another rod, just threw it out, and set it in the rod holder, and a black hook on it, and it started hitting. So I was catching in that darker water. The black hook worked better. So it's not about that this hook is going to catch more fish under all circumstances. It's about the same as I do a lure. I'm looking at the water now, figuring out the water color, the clarity, what's going to happen, all that. And then I'm deciding on my hook color. Now, I don't know if I'm going to take that all the way into the leader. I usually have the Yozuri Pink with me. My go-to leader is the High Seas Fluorocarbon. I use that pretty much. That's the one I'm going to grab most of the time. I do like the Vanish leader from Berkeley. But the thing is, when I'm using that one, I use the little small spool. And the problem is when they coil that leader material around that little spool, it tends to have a little bit of memory. And so when I take it out of the package, I cut the leader to the length I want. And then I hold it between in one hand and put the line between my thumb and my index finger and pull it several times, holding it as tight as I can to warm it up. And that takes those curls out of it, straightens it back out, so it's a much better leader to use. And it only takes just a couple extra seconds. And I have that Vanish in my little to-go emergency box because I occasionally go out and ride on other people's boats. And I've got this little bag. It's got a fish gripper and this and that next thing in it. But it also got a little bit of leader material that I like in it. Because, you know, when you get on somebody's boat, it's hard to carry a big box with you and do all that. So I've got a little go bag. I'll talk about that sometime. But that's kind of the difference. But we're with the High Seas, the package is bigger. And it's not as big as some. It's not a full wrist spool. But it doesn't keep the curl on it. It doesn't have that coil memory. And so I'm usually using that High Seas. But now the one thing I have found is for some reason or other I do better on snook with the Yozuri Pink. Snook fishing really seems to lend itself to the Yozuri Pink leader. And I'm not sure why, but it does work. But those are the two colors I carry with me. I'm going to get some of the brown. I'm going to order a line of that brown tannic. leader. Now, I wish I could find it in mono, because I really don't believe that once you add color, like the pink into the Ozuri or the brown, I don't really think that that's actually fluorocarbon anymore. It may be fluorocarbon material, but the benefit of fluorocarbon is supposed to be it bends light the same way as water. Well, once you put the color in it, is it bending light the same way as water? I think we could do just as well if they would bring these out in just regular monofilament. And I'm going to look into some of that in the mono leader in different colors, because why are we paying $14 for a little spool when I could be paying $2-3 and I think maybe getting the same result? So anyway, but there's a lot of this stuff right now I'm having to go back and literally rethink my think on it, and I seem to be doing better. I don't get out enough lately to really be on a lot of the big fish. Carl and some of the other guys have been saying, well, you know, come on out with me and, you know, we'll catch some of these big fish and all that. But I'm kind of enjoying getting out and relearning everything. I know where all the spots are. I just don't know which ones are the hot ones yet. And so I'm working my way into it, working my way around the harbor. And it's been a lot of fun. I've been really kind of enjoying being a novice again. And I've even loaded my boat with... Now, I do have a Reaper and a very nice reel for it. I've got a Clash on one, and I've got a Reaper with a CI-4 on another one. And, you know, they're fun to fish with. But mostly what I'm fishing with is factory preset combos. I've got some $29, $24 combos on there, up to a $200 combo. Trying to see how, when people buy their first rods and reels, they don't necessarily want to buy, you know, this beautiful $200, $400 setup. They're looking for just kind of a something to get started with. So I've been kind of going back and doing that. I'm going to go into a whole little tirade about what I found over the last year on these combos, which ones are holding up, which ones aren't, what's good for throwing lures, and which ones throw lures, which ones don't. So I've been having a lot of fun starting over with, you know, factory preset combos. You know, and now I'm learning to change my hook colors, change my leader colors, change my places. All these different things have really kind of just brought back some of the fun of it and the relearning and going out and going, okay, well, this spot sucks. Let me go over to this spot. And I'm not really going out looking for the big fish yet. I haven't really got my head screwed into that part of it, but I'm going to. And I'm going to keep you guys updating on it, some of these little fishing report seminars. But anyway, the basis of this one today was think about maybe changing your hook colors. I'm not sure it's the answer, but it's definitely part of the answer, I think. I'm seeing it more than I've seen before. And got a few other changes that we're going to talk about. But anyway, I don't want to just sit here and drone on about that little bit, so... Thank you, guys. Let me know, frank@fishandfranks.com, if you want me to keep these up or if they're just annoying. Either way is good. So, talk to you soon. Bye.